the chubby Caucasian Christian closeted conservative. Some might say I'm everything wrong with the world, but don't take their word for it. Make up your own mind.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome back to another episode of the Chubby Caucasian Christian Closeted Conservative. Got my buddy Dan back here with me again today.
Ladies and gentlemen, from all around the world, thank you for joining us. I would like to prepare you for a controversial conversation.
Dan and I are old friends, been friends for a long time, lifelong friends. We've been through life and death, grew up down the street from each other. Dan has military background, IT stuff now. We chat all the time. Dan's usually pretty conservative, Dan, wouldn't you say?
I would say conservative, more libertarian. You know, we were just talking about some things earlier. You know, I don't, whatever you do in the privacy of your own home, I fully support whether that is, but I don't feel that the government needs to come in and regulate everything, but I also feel that I need to encourage your habits wherever they need to be.
Yeah. So, Dan, I actually, I almost feel like you kind of came up with this topic. You sent me a text Sunday, January 9th that said, "Bro, I love the Packers, but I'm getting pissed at these effing commercials. First, they got a handful of doctors to say, get your kid vaxxed. Like, F that." Right. Then later on down, you say, "I'm effing over this horse stuff. I'm over COVID." Then my favorite one, were you intoxicated during this at all?
No. I'm just angry. Like, okay. I'm sitting here trying to enjoy a football game and have to listen to Joe Buck and Troy Aikman commentate that game, which doesn't put me in a good place to begin with. And then you're going to slam these COVID commercials down my throat.
So then you sent me another one that said, "My favorite is they keep saying we need to do all these measures not to overwhelm the healthcare system. These MFers had 2 years to prepare for all of this. Nurses and doctors have time for TikTok, they have no excuse anymore." All right. So I found the commercial that got you so fired up about this. But before we watch the commercial, I want to commit to something, and I need you to do the same thing. I'm not a doctor. I'm not a scientist. I have not done a residency. I don't have a degree in the science or a professional doctor. I've never done patients.
I watched Scrubs.
The closest I got was holding my wife's leg as she gave birth. I also was involved in a surgery. I broke my arm and was under while they did it, but I was there.
You broke both of your arms.
My right arm and my left hand. I was in the room when the surgery was taking place. I wasn't really fully aware of it. So, Dan, will you make the same commitment? Will you say, "I am not a doctor"? You don't have any.
I'm not a doctor, but I played one on TV. Okay. No, wait, I didn't play one on TV. Dang it. I am not a doctor.
Okay.
But I have common sense.
Yes. Okay. So, I don't want to have the argument whether we should vax or not vax. I feel like that argument is over. People who have decided they're going to get vaccinated are going to get vaccinated. I don't want to reveal my vaccine status. It's none of y'all's business. It's between me and my doctor. So I'm not going to, you know, say what my status is. I feel like the conversation is over about between who wants to vax and who doesn't want to vax. I want to talk about, should it be mandated? How is it being pressed by the media on us, giving some people grace and others not grace when it comes to vaccine and COVID and stuff like that. But I am not a doctor. I will always say, if you come down with COVID, if you have COVID, if you have any questions about vaccine or COVID, talk to your doctor. Go to your doctor, a doctor that you trust, and tell them, ask them solutions. I hear this thing is just awful. I have friends who have had loved ones who's passed because of this. It should be taken seriously. You know, do your research, any reading you want to do. But if something happens, I cannot stress this enough. Don't listen to Dan and I. Go see a real doctor. Go see your doctor and get their advice.
Stress, stress that your doctor.
Your doctor.
Perfect prelude to the video.
I would encourage you to ask about monoclonal antibodies. That's just, I would encourage that. I would encourage to ask as many questions as possible. Should I be put on a ventilator right now? If you want to ask that question, you are more than welcome to ask that question. But I have a feeling if you can say those words, they're going to say, no, we don't need to put you on a ventilator right now. So I want to play this commercial that got Dan so riled up.
We are your doctors.
You trust us.
You trust us.
You I don't have a doctor named Dr. Ruben Dow. You trust us with your O'Brien.
Life. You trust
but
us.
But these aren't my because doctors. You know.
So trust no, us when we say
they're not.
Get vaccinated against COVID-19.
The vaccines are safe. They are proven to work. You may have wanted to
do
wait.
They?
I get it. But don't wait until it's too late.
It's fine trust what us. It's easy.
Trust us.
Trust us.
Trust us.
Hold on. I just remember something. Hold on. Isn't there, there's 1984, Brave New World. There's something, right, that goes, trust us. Oh man, I can't.
Not 9 out of 10 doctors used to recommend menthols only.
True. And certain 9 out of 10 used to recommend only Camels. I'm just saying, let's grab a hodgepodge of people that I mean, I'll give them the benefit of the doubt that they didn't get actors and they somehow found real doctors.
Real doctors, okay, yes.
And then they're like, you know what? I don't know you. I don't know your medical history, but get this vaccine. Oh, you actually may be allergic to vaccines because hey, there's people that are actually allergic to vaccines get this vaccine. How about I talk to my doctor? I don't need a doctor on TV to tell me what I can and cannot do. I will go to my doctor. That's why I said, I'm happy to talk to my doctor with what I need. Mm-hmm. I don't need to see a doctor on TV. And I also saw one, like I was telling you earlier, with children. They were saying, it's safe for your children. Mm-hmm. I will talk to my doctor or my pediatrician because I see an ad out for tacos. I'll go buy tacos. Taco Bell is a perfect ad.
Yes.
You know, why we have so many medicine commercials in the U.S. is beyond me.
But, yes.
You know, and it's not like that in any other country. So probably shouldn't have that. You want a car ad? Cool. Budweiser ad? Those were hilarious with the frogs back in the 90s.
Yeah.
And the weather. That's fine.
Yeah.
But I don't want a commercial of a doctor telling me what I should and shouldn't do.
Yes.
Oh my goodness. Like, what's the point?
All right. So let's give you a few minutes to calm down. I want to play you another montage that I made specially for you. This montage, the thing that drives me insane about this montage that I have created is everybody in this. We got Dr. Fauci, Dr. Walensky, all of the liberal Larry politicians, liberal Linda politicians. We are supposed to give these individuals grace, look the other way after things that they've said. Let me play it for you. All right.
Isn't it just theater? No, it's not.
This is Ron Paul and Dr. Fauci.
Theater? No, that's not. Here we go again with the theater. Let's get down to the facts. Let me just state for the record that masks are not theater.
I am now much more comfortable in people seeing me indoors without a mask.
Good.
Before the CDC made the recommendation change, I didn't want to look like I was giving mixed signals.
No, you definitely were.
I didn't want to look like I was giving mixed signals as I gave mixed signals.
Good, two masks.
Two masks
are better.
Is better.
Two or more from now. That during
three masks,
seasonal periods,
better.
When you have respiratory borne viruses like the flu, people might actually elect to wear masks. It's very, very strongly leaning to
not have been right. I'm fine. He's saying people might elect to wear a mask.
Yeah.
Like Japan, Korea, mm-hmm. They're very like you see people from those countries even coming to US and they have like anything, they wear a mask. Not a problem. Happy if you want to wear it, go for it. I remember, you know, in the airport, right as this stuff was started, I saw people in full-on masks, you know, great. But I don't want to.
Yes.
And it's not required. We've never worn a mask for flu season yet. Mm-hmm. That's never been a thing in the U.S.
Mm-hmm.
But now it's like, oh, you should wear a mask all the time. Go for it. I don't want to.
Yes. But the bigger point that I want to stress is Dr. Fauci, in his own words, has been wrong. No mask, one mask, two masks is better, three masks, four.
He said three masks at one point.
I don't know if he said three masks. Don't quote me on that. But he definitely said two and said just yes. So
that was dumb. I'm sorry. Two masks.
So my bigger is yes, Dan, I agree with you. Like, you know, people who don't want to wear it shouldn't be forced to wear it. And I don't think that means like that you don't care about someone else's family, because that's like the whole thing is, you know, you don't care about someone else's family. That's why you don't wear a mask. I don't believe that for a second. But my big thing is we're supposed to give Dr. Fauci grace when he was learning no masks. He said no mask. Then he said one mask, and then he said two masks. And we are supposed to look the other way and give him grace, but condemn individuals like you and me who think it should be your choice. Let's keep going.
Or deliberately manipulated.
So I wanted to ask, are you still confident that it developed naturally?
No, I'm not convinced about that. I think that we should continue to investigate what went on in China.
I think that there will be others coming. And that is when you have a fully vaccinated person and they come into contact with someone who is known to be infected with SARS-CoV-2, they don't have to do the kind of quarantine that we had been recommended.
Which we're going to get to, but that's changed.
Against, that's more incentive to say, rather than even think about declaring victory and saying, well, we have herd immunity, we're in good shape. We've got to keep pushing and pushing, continue to do the public health
and
that
herd immunity has changed
all the time.
Herd immunity has changed. Everything is changed. Distancing. We don't have herd immunity for the flu, do we?
At the same time,
not that I know
of. We do everything we can to get vaccines into the arms of people as quickly and as efficiently as possible.
Can you try to help us understand when will life get back to normal? When, how long does this last?
Forever.
Right before elections?
Yes.
For sure.
That's why I said,
I'm not wearing one right now.
Ask people to.
I'm holding it in my hand.
To wear a mask. Not because I'm asking it for anyone.
I wonder if the sign language guy should have a mask.
This is not a political issue.
I guess you can't because he's making motions with his mouth. I'm sorry, I know I'm getting sidetracked.
In the middle of
but I thought the whole purpose of sign language is not to be moving your mouth, so you can communicate with your hand.
All right, so all of the like public domain open source copies of these speeches, just so everybody's out there, they all have signers in the corner, and Dan is falling into the situation that I did when I originally discovered them, is not listening to what the individual is saying, but just fully concentrating on the signer in the corner. It's tough.
Crazy.
Yeah, it's tough. It's tough.
But he's talking about masks, and he's not.
But maybe he's social distance.
And the vaccine is able to be distributed. But they say not the social distance. No, he said social distance and a mask.
Yeah. So this was it.
Holding it in his hands, like he's playing with it. Like it's a little girl's hair.
Hold on. Oh, I hope he put it on right here at the end.
Thank you very much.
There you go.
I'm gonna sit here. Take my mask off, talk to you, and then put it on as I leave.
So the next one of these, they're from May 13th when the CDC changed their guidelines after people had been vaccinated.
Just a few hours ago. The Center for Disease Control and Prevention and the CDC announced that they are no longer recommending that fully vaccinated people need wear masks.
There you go.
The recommendation holds true whether you are inside or outside.
There you go.
I think it's a great milestone.
There you go.
The rule is very simple.
The rule is simple.
Get vaccinated
and you
wear a mask until you do.
And then once you do?
Oh. So it's kind of like a veiled threat. Right?
Quid pro quo. Yeah,
vaccinated. Oh, it's quid pro quo Joe. I'm sorry.
In fact, if you haven't been vaccinated,
this is a great one.
Wear your mask for your own protection and the protection of the people who are also have not been vaccinated yet. It's not an enforcement.
I thought the whole purpose of the mask was you didn't spread it. It's not that you could still catch it, which one I never really understood this, right? I don't necessarily spread it, or I can't spread it as much, but I can definitely catch it.
Therefore,
yeah.
If everyone's wearing a mask, am I catching it from the
but people if you're vaccinated,
and
then you no longer need to wear a mask.
Second piece of my plan
is continuing to protect the vaccinated. For the vast majority.
Aren't they? Wait, hey, you know, if you ever got the.
I understand the anxiety. True case
for you now. Let me close with this. We also made so much progress.
Don't pay attention to the signer.
Now we're covering her up.
We have the tools. We have the plan. We just have to finish the job together.
Finish the job together.
And I know we can. I know we can.
Yes.
Except for we're going to move the goalposts in another week.
Look out for your own self-interest and health here. Get vaccinated.
So, thank you, Joe Biden.
Yes, we made incredible progress in vaccinating Americans, with over 182 million people being fully vaccinated as of today. But this is a pandemic of the unvaccinated.
Pandemic of the unvaccinated.
The biggest thing, though, as you remember, when you and I...
That's my favorite one, remember, except for all the vaccinated people that have COVID.
It's one thing to have the vaccine, which we didn't have when we came into office, but
that's when he claimed that he didn't have the vaccine when he came into office.
So you need he did.
Yeah, the science changed on that, Dan.
I forgot. Science changes.
The science.
Let me rephrase. I'll give you that. Right, science does change.
Science. Okay.
Today. You have to give that fact. Right, science does change. But like.
This is the CDC lady saying that if you're vaccinated, you can stay indoors and don't have to be vaccinated.
What if you've already had COVID? Can you do this stuff too? You are fully
vaccinated. No, you can't. You have to be vaccinated first. I know what you're asking. Now, let's skip ahead to some other people who have questioned the vaccine, which people who had shows like me and on Facebook and stuff like that got removed for. You can't question the vaccine, but you can question it when Donald Trump is president.
If the Trump administration approves a vaccine before
Kamala
the election, should Americans take it and would you take it?
If the public health professionals, if Dr. Fauci, if the doctors tell us that we should take it, I'll be the first in line to take it. Absolutely. Yeah. But if Donald Trump tells us that we should take it, I'm not taking it.
Is the same count for me? COVID vaccine. Now, this is the hard-hitting news show, The View.
Fears over potential adverse effects. But in a rally in North Carolina last night,
you know, they're so on top of current events and just hard-hitting cable news show.
Yeah.
They have trouble keeping hosts. No joke. They have trouble keeping hosts on the show.
By the end of the year, but much sooner than that, perhaps.
Which happened.
Kamala Harris.
I know. That's my favorite thing about the whole thing.
Are undermining science and risking countless lives with their reckless anti-vaccine rhetoric. That's what they're talking about.
Well, I can just laugh when I hear him talk.
Yeah, I do too with Joe Biden. He mumbles the word eager.
They will not seek approval until advanced clinical trials prove a vaccine is safe and effective.
Now we get to hear from No Joy Behar.
What is your take on all of this, Joy?
Oh, by the way, you look very nice today.
Just wanted to tell you that.
Oh, thank you. Yes.
There's a couple things I want to say.
Are they all in the same set? Do they just divide up the video so it looks like they're in different places?
Thing that he just did. Noticing that he missed an opportunity, a business opportunity.
Yeah,
you know, he's such a bad businessman. He could have told everybody.
I'm sorry. Is your name on a bunch of towers all over the world?
And they could have had the word.
I'm just saying. I'm not a businessman either, but I don't have my name on towers.
But he missed that opportunity.
Okay. Here's the good part.
As far as the vaccine is concerned, I'd like to inform America, in case we don't know this, because I looked all this up for you.
Yes.
The mumps vaccine took 4 years.
Okay.
20 years.
Okay. So we're allowed to question this one, right?
Took a few centuries. It was developed initially in 1796.
These are all great points. All great points.
It became useful in the 1950s.
Agree with her. Okay? Yes.
It is not a simple thing to do.
Agreed.
He will push anything to get reelected. Don't fall
for it.
And by the way, I will take the vaccine after Ivanka takes it.
Wait, did she just question the vaccine? Speculate. Oh, now we get to Cuomo. Cuomo.
Like everything else
in this country,
no, that's the brother. And apparently that's racist. Look, this, he has The Hill, the Boston Globe, CNN, New York Times, all questioning the COVID-9 vaccine under Trump.
politicized.
Yep.
There's been tremendous reporting on that.
Unfortunately, we can no longer trust federal government.
Yes.
Federal government. Oh, my
goodness. Now, I watched this from the beginning. There's like three or four women sitting around the panel with him, too. And I'm like, you were groped. You were definitely groped. So Dan, I played all that. I know that's a lot of audio, a lot of take in. Everybody, all of it is going to be on my Facebook and on my Tumblr page. By the way, Tumblr, Dan, is rough. 99% are just liberal Larrys and Lindas. I don't know what I did, but it's tough. Facebook, yeah, Facebook, people just like... It's funny because Facebook, you can see like the views, and sometimes I get like direct messages. Tumblr... They don't hold back, man. They just are like, you're an idiot. You don't know what you're talking about. And the best part is, like, 90% of what I post are articles, and none of them are like Fox News. They're all like CNN. I love me a good USA Today fact check. And all I do is highlight, quote the actual article and encourage people to read to the bottom where it says partially... Partially true, partially false. Sorry, partially false.
Partially false.
Yes. But I went through all that, and the point I'm really trying to drive home here is I have issues with mandates. I fear big government. That is my biggest fear, is the government having control over my life. And I know, like, you know, a lot of conservatives are taking a lot of crap because they say my body, my choice. So I want to know where the libs are, my body, my choice. And I know you're going to say, well, you're against abortion. Well, I clearly see a difference here with my body, my choice when it comes to COVID vaccine and abortion. COVID vaccine is going to directly affect an individual, where with abortion, there has to be a point where we decide that a baby is a baby, is a human life, that they deserve the chance to live, that they are an individual. And no offense, but it's going to take individual. I feel like there's individuals like me where we have to ask those questions and stand up for that, or it's never going to happen. It's going to get trampled over. It's going to get passed over. So there's individuals like me who have to say, look, we have to draw a line in the sand and say, okay, like, this can't be used for birth control, honey. Like, you know, once like you're going into labor, maybe that's a baby. Hopefully we can find some common ground there where, like, once the baby is born, I mean, there's a senator out there who wanted to make the baby comfortable, and then I know I'm going off on a tangent.
So that was the governor of Virginia, Ralph Northam.
Okay, I don't want to go down that tangent here, but I'm just saying I can see, and I'm willing to have that conversation. My body, my choice. I can make that difference, and I can make that argument. I'm willing to have that conversation, but for an individual to say my body, my choice, therefore I get to kill a baby that I'm carrying, but I have to force you to inject something in your body. And again, you don't know my vaccine. You don't know whether I've gotten the vaccine or not. And I'm not going to disclose that. I talked to my doctor about it. I have an underlying condition. I have epilepsy. And I talked to my doctor about it. And him and I made a decision for me. For me. My sister was pregnant when the vaccine came out. Talked to her doctor, and they made a decision based on her. I have a cousin who has a rare immune deficiency. Talked to her doctor, and they made a decision for her. There are people who are allergic to ingredients in the vaccine.
Moral reasons that they don't want to take the vaccine.
And yes.
And so it comes down to personal choice and whether you should do it. And you're right, the crowd that's always my body, my choice, as soon as it comes to the vaccine, where it's something that they have chosen for themselves, they now want it to choose for you. Now, speaking of USA Today fact checks, while we were talking about this, I remembered about my favorite USA Today fact check. The claim, COVID-19 vaccine isn't being advertised on TV because
I read this one. Yeah.
Legally required to appear in the ad. Yeah. Here's the fact check.
Okay.
Genomic sequencing, not PCR testing, detects COVID-19 variant. That's not the fact. That's not what I'm, they don't even mention, like, you know, and then they have a whole little article. They just gloss over it.
Mm-hmm.
What? Like, yep.
They didn't check anything. That's the worst fact check in the history of fact checks.
Yeah. Now, my biggest fear with stuff when we start mandating vaccines and masks and stuff like that is the situation that they have in Australia right now, which, Dan, if of course, we're going to get fact checked if we say about talking about the internment camps where we can't call them internment camps. Isolation.
The voluntary isolation.
Okay. Except I.
Bungalows.
Okay. There you bungalows. Go. Thank you. But I saw a video. Now, there are fact checks all over the place saying that people aren't being forced there. And that's fine. I'm not trying to argue that. I will tell you, though, I saw several videos of people climbing the fence to get out of it, and the Aussie Sky News saying, don't worry, they were later arrested and taken back. So
voluntarily
arrested and taken back. So, you know, like that's fine. You know, if you want to fact check me on that, that's fine. I will play the videos.
Just like the Japanese voluntary went into camps in the 1940s during World War II. They voluntarily left. Yeah, we've never done that before.
No.
Like, you're right, though. Like, the U.S. has had a long history, has had actually relatively short history, but even in our short history, we did intern the Japanese in during World War II because we were afraid that they were spies, right? It wasn't right. It was a big thing. And we recognize that today as a violation of these people's basic rights. But then we talk about, you saw there was a USA Today poll, or there was a poll that came out that said a lot of people support making people that don't get vaccinated stay at home.
Yes.
Or, you know, like if I say, hey, do you think interning Japanese during World War II was correct? Most people would say no. I think a lot of people would say no.
Yes.
Majority,
I can understand the reasoning behind it,
but still,
was it morally and ethically correct? No.
And a violation of what we held as our freedoms, right?
Exactly.
We didn't do it to the German population. There was a huge German population.
Our generation, our parents' generation, have also never been in a world war.
We've never been in a real war.
Yes.
Let's be honest with you, right? World War II, when you have an industry built around the war effort, we haven't had that. We've had the ongoing Afghanistan war for 20 years, right? But it was always something that wasn't affecting, you know? You see, you know, AOC traveling down to Florida.
Florida, yep. And she was diagnosed, time. Yep.
And then there was another congressperson came on down to Florida, right? Like, you see people having good times and going out around in public and daily life. If it was truly a scary disease, you wouldn't have to advertise anything.
No.
You know?
Again, like, I know individuals who don't want to get vaccinated. I know. And they are scared of the vaccine. There's a couple people that I know who don't want to get vaccinated who have had COVID and believe or have done research that shows or have talked to their doctors that they have natural antibodies which are better than the vaccine. That's what they say.
Well, no, some people are arguing like, oh, you don't know how long the antibodies if having natural COVID will last. Well, I can tell you how long the vaccine lasts. There are boosters every 6 months. So,
yes.
As 6 months or greater, I feel like I'm doing good on that aspect.
Out of all that audio and video that I played, you and I, conservatives, all those people were Dr. Fauci, Dr. Walensky, and liberals. You and I are supposed to give them grace because the science changed. We learned more over time. But individuals who don't want to get vaccinated, we're supposed to condemn them, send them to voluntary internment camps, and shove a needle in their arm.
Yeah, exactly. And science is going to continue to change. Their definition of long-term studies is greater than 6 months. Well, normal people, you and me, if I said long-term study, your first thought is probably, well, they probably studied for a couple of years, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, a couple of years. But technically, I think it's like 6 months or something. It's ridiculous.
Mm-hmm.
So you know what? There's probably going to be more information as time comes out.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's not like Pfizer has never done anything wrong. Never. You know, I mean, their stock price is soaring to the roof.
Oh, yeah.
Money hand over foot right now.
Mm-hmm.
Like Moderna. Oh, yeah. How many vaccines has Moderna put out?
Yes. Yes.
You know, like you said it earlier, right? There are some people, that's a private conversation, have it with your doctor. You have multiple risks. You know, you have comorbidities. Go for it. Have fun. Mm-hmm.
No, if you decide it's the right thing for you.
My wife's entire side of the family, they got COVID shortly after like the holiday season. And my wife's
it's not great. Let me no one had any serious injuries.
Correct. Yeah. No one had any serious side effects. There's one aunt who has like dementia and cancer that we're still a little concerned about, but everybody's pretty much out of the woods now, headache and sniffles and everything like that.
Mention the cancer, which I would argue.
Yeah. More severe? Yes. Yes. Probably more severe. And I love doing this with my liberal Larrys and Lindas. Now, let me clarify this too. When I say Larry liberals and Lindas, I'm talking about radical progressives. I'm talking about the individuals, the 57% of Democrats who think that we should be harder on those who are unvaccinated, who want to send people who are unvaccinated away, who want to charge them more in their health care, the people who are unvaccinated. I'm talking about those individuals. I'm not talking about the individuals who protest peacefully, Black Lives Matter or whatever. I'm talking about the individuals who think that we should segregate people based on their vaccine status. Those are the individuals I'm talking about. So they all came down with COVID and I was informed of this and I said with a straight face, I was very proud of myself. None of them were vaccinated.
It's the winter of the unvaccinated.
Yeah, none of them were vaccinated. I was told with a straight face, oh, no, John, they were all vaccinated. Well, how did they get COVID?
Breakthrough
case. All of them, Dan, there were like 6-7 of them. All of them vaccinated and got rare breakthrough. So the best, this is another great too. I was doing some work in the basement and my parents were here and my mom is very worried about COVID, rightfully so. I'm not going to criticize my mom at all. Very pro vaccine, pro mask or whatever. You know, my thing is I want the right to choose. I don't want to mandate anything to anybody. So if she wants to do that, that's fine. But, you know, I have my own beliefs. And that's that. So I was doing some work in the basement with some drywall and stuff. And I don't know about you, but the particles get in the air. And I've done some work with drywall before. And one time I started choking on it. So since then,
let me tell you, you should probably wear a mask when you're working with drywall.
Yes. So I did. So now from now on, I actually do wear a mask. And I was wearing the same mask that I wear when you had to wear one. And I was going out in the store. Now, I had these like white lines right here below my nose. And my mom was like, this is a little concerning. Like, you know, how are you? Why is this going here? And I was like, well, you know, the drywall is white that I'm working with. And when I breathe it in from the sides, this is all kind of where it lands. Like it's, you know, these hairs here and the hairs in my nose are like filtering it out after the mask. And I told her, I was like, why are you concerned? Like, this is the same mask that protects me from COVID. Yeah, she didn't like that.
Oh, the thing is that originally they said, hey, I understand why originally they came out and said, hey, you know, you don't need the N95 mask because they didn't want people to bum rush it like they did toilet paper.
Correct. So, yes.
Apparently COVID was going to make you like involuntary have to use the bathroom a lot anyway. Yes. Right. I could understand like, hey, like even at the beginning, like maybe we don't think masks are good. Meanwhile, they're calling the manufacturer going, hey, double time this, make some, right? Mm-hmm. But like you need consistency in this, right?
Yes.
The cloth mask I wear that, oh man, you know, that I found in my pocket that fell on the floor that has been in my backpack for, you know, a month and a half that I go into the gym. The best part is you have to walk into the gym with the mask on. Mm-hmm. But as soon as I'm in the gym, I can take it off as soon as I'm working out. So as soon as I'm breathing heavy.
But because the COVID's going to wait. The COVID's going to wait while you're eating, drinking, giving speeches, and working out. And then it'll come after you.
So like, you know, like, or when it gets like, have you ever gone swimming? Like I would go swimming at my gym and then I have to put on a mask like after I'm swimming. So it gets all soaking wet, which mm-hmm. is like, this is now like there's no consistency in like what you do. No. If you say, you know what, everyone needs an N95 mask, this is it, or like a respirator, like, you know, like the mm-hmm. I don't know if you've ever done any painting and stuff like that, they have those because you're, if you have like a properly fitting like painting respirator, you're not supposed to smell the paint, you're not supposed to get high off the fumes. I don't know, right? That yeah. makes more sense to me. Mm-hmm. If you said, hey, this is what you need, you know, and this is will help you, and you are consistent, not, oh, you have a mask? Hold on, let me, you know, pull out this. Hold on, let me get the dirt off this. Here's my mask. Here's my mask. You're good to go, man.
Yeah.
You know, you see the dude wearing women's underwear on the dang plane?
And unfortunately, that's where we're going to have to leave it. You want to hear Dan talk a little bit more about the guy wearing women's underwear on the plane? Please come on back. Dan and I continue to have a great conversation about COVID. And I'd hate for you to miss the second half of this. So come on back. Please remember to rate, like, comment, and subscribe. You can find me on YouTube, Anchor, Rumble, wherever you get your podcasts. Just search the Chubby Caucasian Christian Closeted Conservative and look for my eagle. I actually had a family member of mine paint that eagle, and I love that eagle so much that she gave me the original. Now, this family member of mine is going through some hard times. She has a beautiful painting of Jesus with the crown of thorns on, and Facebook actually took that down. So please, head on over to her Redbubble account and just look at some of her artwork. She's very talented, very patriotic, loves the Lord. You can find a link to her Redbubble account in my description, or you can just go to Redbubble and search Robin N. Brown. That's Robin as the bird and the letter Brown the color. Please also look me up on Facebook and Tumblr. Everything that Dan and I discussed today, everything we referenced will be found on Facebook and Tumblr. Again, just search the Chubby Caucasian Christian Closeted Conservative. Feel free to reach out to me too. I'm looking to start a conversation with my audience. I don't want this to be a one-sided conversation. I want to hear your opinions, your feedback. I want to offer you this platform to speak your ideas. It's been very therapeutic for me. I want to offer it to anybody else. So please keep an eye out for Dan and I's second part of our COVID conversation. And we will see you later.